Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Professor Bill Kohlbrenner and Ronit Eitan, who we have not seen on or heard from on one of our Zooms for a while. So it's absolutely fantastic, Ronit, to have you back. How are you?
It's great to be here. I'm happy. World Cup, you know, I'm happy. I am, actually.
Good.
This is a good time for us.
Well, it's interesting. I was telling listeners earlier as well that somebody's restored factory settings to Donald Trump. So that he seems to be back at doing what he does. So anyway, it is very, very interesting. And I'm assuming, Ronit, that you haven't been away busy controlling the world, as us Jews are constantly accused of. So let's start with you, Bill. Where does all of this come from? I mean, it would be really cool if we did, but we don't.
I don't know, Howard. I mean, you do control a radio station, so that's something.
Hardly. My listeners control me, I can tell you.
Just about the World Cup, I mean, you know, I'm kind of going along with things. I was in Tel Aviv on holiday, and we were watching the game in our hotel room, and the Argentina game, which is the game. And for a moment, we all became Argentinians, and the game was on a slight delay in the hotel. And there were thousands of people watching it on these Jumbotron televisions on the beach. So we heard the goals before, like 3 seconds beforehand. And I'm telling you, Howard, I'm a baseball fan, and I've been a football and basketball fan. But there's something about the World Cup, especially in Israel.
Magical.
It was insane. So, but if you want to know about baseball, which you don't, you can ask me. But Ronit is, she is tapped into whatever the magic is of football. So before we even talk about how we control it, it's just like the Israeli connection to this thing is insane.
So it really is, and it is amazing. Ronit, you've obviously, you've come to this as an adult, soccer, football, because this isn't something that you grew up with either, right?
Right, but it is, I mean, my parents are Israelis, and we did, I grew up some of the time here in Israel, but and you can't help it, because it's just, it's everywhere. It is Israel's most popular sport, you know, by far. And it's very interesting to see how that plays in the World Cup. Well, we're not even in there. And just a side note, I don't think we'll ever be in there. We're not that good. You know, it's not our thing.
Well, sport isn't our thing. Our listeners shout at me because they tell me it is. But
shame. It isn't.
They're liars.
Yeah. It's not. It's okay. And it's okay. You know, that's just to say it's okay. It's okay.
We've got childhood asthma and flat feet.
Right. And you know, we like to read and we like to do other things, and it's fine.
Yes.
But, you know, going back to your question, I think that if we could control and, you know, I think we would definitely be in the World Cup. Like, I think that would be
at the very least. At the very least, Israel would qualify, right?
Even winning it as well. I would really like for us to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's not going to happen because, you know, I think God understands that we're not supposed to be in there. I mean, we're just not. If you ever watched Israeli football, it's really slow. And the players, I don't think I'm going to say something controversial here, but I don't think they really understand the game very well.
Because there's no talking part.
Patient and persistent. And just, you know, it's all about, you know, trying to score and, you know,
speed,
that instinct that we have. Exactly, and just attack and dominate. That's not football. You know, football is a game of thought. I do believe that. So it's also very fascinating. I mean, not just to me, to everyone in Israel, this idea of us, the way that we participate is by looking through our lens at whatever's happening in the World Cup. And obviously, it's the camp of who hates us. And who doesn't hate us? Or you know what? It's not even that. It's like,
it's so interesting because it's such a shift.
And who hates us the least?
Yeah,
because everybody hates us.
That's actually incredibly sad, but powerful, because I think that is I've noticed that in myself. It's who hates us less. That's who we support. It's bizarre.
Yes. It's
quite sad,
bizarre,
really.
isn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
But
It
thank
turned it,
God.
it did turn out in the Egypt Argentina game that was pretty obvious who hated us the most. The
Yes,
Egyptian
yes.
coach was spit on the Israeli flag. I mean, you know.
But that's what's so fascinating is how dominant Israel is in the minds of everybody, even if they aren't present. I mean, how is that? That is, you know, when the Gen Z talk about living rent-free in your head, this is it. This is the perfect example.
Well, it's very convenient to do that. I think it's very easy for us to just be in the conversation because you always have somebody to blame. Always. So the whole thing, I mean, what's was funny about Argentina, and if you're, you know, if you live in Israel and you walk around the day of the Argentinian game, everybody's wearing a blue and white shirt. And it's really funny because it's our
Colors.
colors. So in a way we can almost pretend like we're in there. And then, you know, their president Milei, you know, he loves us. And then, you know, they have, you know, when you squint, it's almost like the Israeli flag. You know, if you don't put your reading glasses on, you're like, you know, it looks like we're kind of maybe there. And then you have Messi. Can we talk about Messi? I mean, how unbelievable that tiny, unassuming, humble, just, you know, wonder kid, you know, he's not a kid anymore, but you know, he's the flea. So in my mind, but he's like 39 years old, and just to watch him, I think people really relate. I mean, they can't relate because nobody's going to be as good as him. Okay, and I'm not even doing the Maradona versus, you know, a Messi thing. You know, I've been to Naples, and when you're there, just nothing can compare to Diego. But it's just there's watching, just understanding that you're at the, you know, you're watching something that is happening and you're in the moment and something big is happening. And they're kind of Israelis, I guess, because of whatever. I mean, they're not. I don't think they even care or know or understand our
And why should
fascination.
they, actually?
They shouldn't. It's
Why
not, and
should
it's not
they?
about them.
Israel is so irrelevant when it comes to when it
Right.
comes to
It's
this
insane.
competition. That's what's so absolutely astounding for me. How does it even, how is Israel so present without being there?
I mean, it's such a great question, and it's also worrisome because it just it you know, if you stop and think about it, it really depresses you. It does. Watching, you know, the Egyptian coach just kind of pulling out the Palestinian flag and just going, really, why are you doing this? Why? And then the spitting, and then, you know, blaming the referee as being Jewish. I mean, that's the latest conspiracy where he's not even Jewish, but whatever. I mean, it's like a slur. Of course he's Jewish. That I mean, but let's also face it, Howard, it kind of adds to the excitement of whatever was happening there. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're not there, but we're there. We'll take whatever, you know, we'll
It's
take the hatred.
all publicity is good publicity or something.
Right. I mean, and you know, and it's people were so happy in that game. I don't, I mean, South Africa was in the World Cup, so
No, but we
obviously
didn't
there
take
was.
ourselves seriously. We were
You
behind our.
didn't?
No. We love being South African, and we're very supportive, and we were very excited that we even made it through the first round. We were quite shocked to be there, and then we were
Amazing.
even shocked, more shocked to get through the first round because it showed us that anything's possible. But actually, we all knew it wasn't going to happen. So we were okay. We were absolutely fine with that.
So you are not devastated
No, no, no.
as
South Africa will
no.
always own the World Cup in any event because of 2010. It was a magical time in South Africa. It was
Yeah, you hosted.
one of, yeah, it was just the most brilliant, brilliant experience for South Africa and South Africans. And we'll always have that. No one can take it away. We don't need to win.
Can you imagine if it was like if we hosted, like that's also like things
No,
that
I
just, you know,
couldn't.
come up in my brain. I'm like, can you
No.
imagine if we hosted the World Cup? Like how, I mean, I was looking at 1970 Mexico when that was the only time Israel had ever, and it was really interesting because back then we were competing North Korea against North Korea, who boycotted us, of course, because hello, you know, that didn't start yesterday,
Because
right?
that democracy, yeah.
Right. So they didn't play against us. And New Zealand and Australia, which you would think, like, why would we be, you know, I don't know geography, if people understand geography, we're not very close to Australia and New
Quite the
Zealand,
contrary,
right? But we managed to do that. And I think it was such a, see, that was God just saying, you know what, maybe let's give them one time, just one, like, and you know, Moses, just like
So,
Moses, you know, looking at
yeah,
Israel, just like, you know,
you've
just
got one
look at
chance.
it, but you'll
Don't
never
blow
be
it.
there.
But so, Professor, why do you, where does this come from that Jews, how far back can we trace that Jews control the world and control everything? I mean, we know
Well,
about the
listen,
Black
Howard.
Plague. We know, like, that's in my brain how far back it goes, but I'm sure it was way more than that.
So it does pop
The
up in the
birth
Middle
of
Ages,
Christianity.
and I think it really goes to early Christianity. The Jewish exceptionalism, Howard, is something that has always dogged Western culture. And I think part of what Ronit is getting at is, you know, we have this, we're not talking about Nobel Prizes here. You know, we could talk about Nobel Prizes and Jews having won, of course, you know, 25% of the Nobel Prizes. But here, our exceptionalism is being pointed out for something over which we have no control. You know, there's the Hall of Fame of Jewish baseball players. There's one person in it, you know?
It's a small
So
room, yeah.
I think that's the irony here that Ronit is pointing out, is there is that old slot, let's blame the Jews and the Jewish exceptionalism, the jealousy of Jewish exceptionalism. But here, what's so strange is that our exceptionalism is that we kind of suck at this.
Absolutely. I do need to leave it. Mukundi's gesturing, but it's as always a pity because it's such a cool conversation. That's where we do need to leave it. Thank you, Professor Bill Kolbrenner. Thank you to Ronit Eitan. Great to chat to you both again.